I went viral this week with a tweet that annoyed all of the right people, which has become my hobby. Here it is. The woke left want drag acts in schools. They want open borders, lockdowns, masks, vaccine coercion. They want cancel culture, judgment by skin colour, banning of books, erasing of scientific facts, rewriting of history and censorship. But they're the nice people. Do keep up. It has become my mission to call out the madness and dangers of so-called woke culture or extreme political correctness, an idea from the hard left, which millions of sensible Labour supporters themselves hate. Let me give you some examples of woke culture. There's the Canadian professor Alan Walker, who teaches sociology and criminal justice at Old Dominion University in Virginia, who wants to destigmatize paedophilia. You heard me right. Walker has penned a book called Minor Attracted People and Their Pursuit of Dignity. Rebranding paedophiles as minor attracted people. Welcome to hell. What about the sympathetic interview on Norwegian TV this week with an able-bodied man who identifies as, wait for it, a disabled woman and goes everywhere in a wheelchair? Get out of that chair, you prize numpty. What an insult to wheelchair-bound people. There's the former Labour Shadow Home Secretary, Diane Abbott, this week seemingly blaming Suella Braverman for the rape of a teenage boy at a hotel housing refugees. Here's what she tweeted. Teenage boy raped at hotel housing refugees. Terrible case, but it is what happens when you demonise migrants and take no responsibility for safeguarding migrant children. Hashtag Suella Braverman out. That's wokeism, folks, offering a child rapist an excuse for his crimes. What about this corker from the UN Women's Organization who tweeted the following? Of all journalists killed in 2021, 11% were women. In 2020, this was 6%. On the International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists, let us say out loud, hashtag protect journalists. Stop targeting women journalists. Now, of course, attacks on female journalists are truly appalling and there are clear issues for women in the field. But this tweet seems to neglect the fact that 89% of those killed were men. No tweet for them. In the world of woke, men are a group unworthy of empathy or help. Suicide is the biggest killer of men under 40 in this country, and it's little surprise why. Our society has become male phobic. It's now an unspoken crime to be a guy. The flavour of tweets like that one from the UN demonstrate how undervalued men are in our modern society, demonised for their toxic masculinity whilst they dig for coal half a mile under the ground and as they freeze to death laying new roads in blizzard conditions in the dead of night. It's predominantly men that go to war and die. There are astonishingly brilliant females in all industries, absolutely. But it's mainly men who build and maintain the physical infrastructure of this country. Bridges, sewers, power stations, construction, you name it. Men are called upon to do the hardest, most dangerous tasks on earth. And what do they get for it? A telling off for the gender pay gap. Women are incredible, probably my preferred gender. But society is getting it badly wrong with men, attacking them, undermining them, and ignoring what they've done for all of us, and continue to do for all of us, including the dirty jobs. I'm confused by that UN Women tweet. Do they want more male journalists killed instead? Is that a better statistic? Are men expendable? This is classic woke stuff, divisive identity politics in which you've got to be squeezed into a put-upon group of approved victims. A male journalist is not a victim by the looks of it, just collateral damage. This is indicative of the wider attitude of the progressive left towards men. Men are not on their list of protected groups. How about we stop all journalists being killed in the line of duty and campaign for that? Wouldn't that be an idea? It's time to love men again, to support them, to appreciate them and to thank them for everything they do. It's a man's world, is it? Pull the other one.